Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. May God be with you as you ponder over him today and as you serve his causes and as you look for a new heaven and a new earth that is still to come. I was reading in Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 6. It is talking about a man that is content. Verse 6, chapter 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in perdition and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Godliness with contentment. Interesting subject. I believe that every human on earth in some form or another has faced this battle and will continue to face this battle until they find that total victory. And purchase possession of Christ Jesus to be wholly his. And then even in times of weakness, that thing can flare up at you. Why? Why is it so tempting? Why is it so alluring? Why do shiny things have this small excitement behind them? For some, maybe it's old things. They like to restore things and reuse things that make something out of trash. And they have love for that. Two things here, verse 6, but godliness. So we have that first portion that must be in place. Just being content is not good enough. You can't content yourself with your way to heaven. But having godliness, surrendered worship, worshiping the Lord in your conduct and your endeavors, worshiping the Lord. Godliness, something that cannot be attained in your own understandings, in your own attempts. You can't pull up your bootstraps here and get to this place of godliness. This godliness is imputed upon you. The desire to pursue God is in the heart. The curse of sin, the sting of sin, is upon us. And we seek that release, that freedom and liberty to to have a free conscience, to be peaceful. Interestingly, yesterday I was working with this young man, and he's been going through some health issues. He had worked with me occasionally here and there. He's not a full-time employee, just maybe a couple days a year he works for me sometimes. And about 2 years ago, I had told him that he was going through a divorce and he kind of felt suicidal. I told him, you need peace. You need to seek peace. Your way is crooked. It needs to be made straight. And he kind of blew me off. Didn't really want to do that. Yesterday, as the first time I had seen him in a while, he looked at me in the middle of the day. All of a sudden, he said, I need peace, Mon. I said, yes, for sure. I remember I told you a long time ago, it's what you need. And he said, yeah, I wasn't ready then, though. But I think I need it now. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness, peace. Having the wrath of God turned away from us, godliness. Having the love of God within us. Our love for God must be within us. So in that sense, your contentment now is the way you start working. You start applying and just being diligent, exercising right thinking. Contentment. Do you go after the thing that everyone else buys? Do you desire to be the first to buy the new thing? Do you always want more? Yet your pantry is full, and your closets have 20, 30 suits, different colors. Some short sleeve and some long, some thick and some thin, some old and some new, sitting in your closet. Your bank account has enough. Contentment. If a millionaire dies, he has his estate and his cash. Not one piece gets buried with him, other than maybe one of his new suits. Not a not going to happen. You can't take it. You can't. It don't go with. Praise the Lord for that. Corruption. Corruptions. Earthly things. Stay on this side. Your mortal even stays on this side. Contentment is a great gain, for we brought nothing into this world. Nothing into this world. Get that in your head today. Nothing. We brought nothing into this world. And the second part says, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. Go walk past the viewing and cold lump of clay lies there. Now the third part says, in having food and raiment, food and clothing, let us be therewith content. And this is probably it enters the core of who we are. Having food and raiment, be content. You have this so much. So I don't know if any of you have ever been in a situation where you didn't know where you were going to get your food, or had no ability to get it. I've seen men like this, not here in America, probably a few in America, who've wasted their lives and standing on the streets. Even they can pander around certain corners and get free meals. Food and raiment, be content. Contentment. The next verse, in verse 9, says, but they that will be rich, those that want to be rich, those that seek and pursue riches, fall into temptation and snares, and into many hurtful and foolish lusts that drown men in perdition and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And I'm not trying to make this too long, but it's just a very, very, it's something that everyone deals with to some degree or another. And note, it does say the love of money is the root of evil. What do you love this morning? Are you piercing yourselves with many sorrows? Are you drowning? Interestingly, there's so many have tried to do both, follow the Lord and attain riches. Usually they get swallowed up. Instead of thinking of him as a fervent Christian, you think of him as a businessman. He's rich. I'm not sure that's a good idea to be rich. Verse 11 says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after. Look at this: righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You know, there's one thing that's for sure. If you want to eat, you got to work. If you want to be a lazy mutt, then you don't deserve the love of God in you. We're not designed to be lazy. We're not designed to be panhandlers. It's not the will of God. Not wrong to have a job, to provide for a family. That is just truth. But the love of money, the discontentment, everything you buy it has to be maintained. It's how it is. You can't. They don't stay new forever. Some things I'm maybe victorious in this manner, and some things not so much. I like the idea of wearing things out. But having contentment in Christ. Contentment in Christ, the rest that's in Christ. It is for us, not against us. It is a very unused position to be restful. Are you restful today? Or is this world luring you, sucking you in, drowning you? Oh, man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, goodness, godliness, faith, love, and patience, and meekness. In these verses I leave with you, may you analyze your heart this morning and just be faithful and fruitful. And may God bless your day.